And another one with the same combination is we going to town when it started to rain.
We were going to town when it started to rain.
If I asked you if you still do many things, you would answer, yes, there.
A lot of them.
That I still do. And if I want to know the color of some roses that you had grown, I would say, what color those roses?
Well, yellow or red.
And how, suppose you ask me the question.
What color are the roses?
Yeah, could you ask me again?
What color are the roses?
Okay. Yellow or red. And you might answer the roses
are red.
Okay. If I asked you if you'd done something already, you might say, no, I
haven't.
If I asked you, was it a nice day, you might answer, no, it
was not a good day.
Uh-huh. What about a, would you say anything else besides was not, might a shorter way, you might?
Might could be a dreary day. Dreary day.
Uh-huh. Would you ever say wouldn't?
What?
Would you say wasn't?
Wasn't.
Or wouldn't?
Wasn't.
Okay. If you don't think it's right for a person to do something, you might say he
shouldn't have done that.
If I asked you if you can do something and you're not sure whether you can or not, you might answer, well,
I'm not sure I can do it.
Uh-huh. Now, I want to try to get something with might in it, you know, the word might. I'm not sure.
I might can do it.
Okay, that's great. Thank you. Now, could you finish this sentence for me? I slipped on the ice and just barely managed to keep my balance. I
almost fell.
Let me check the tape, make sure we have enough left, and see if it's on. It's on. I was going to make sure I can get your voice on there. Now, I'm going to give you a sentence, and you just give me the word that you think fits in. A penny is 1 cent. A dime is
10 cents.
He has lived here ever 1960.
Mm-hmm.
He has lived here ever?
Every year.
Uh-huh. Well, let's try another one. We've been sitting here talking ever
all,
2 o'clock.
All evening.
Uh-huh. Okay. Would you use ever since 2 o'clock?
Yeah, since 2 o'clock.
Okay, now I'll give you the sentence again, okay? He has lived here ever
since
1960. The greeting on December 25th is
Christmas.
Uh-huh, and you'd say what Christmas?
Greeting of 1969.
Uh-huh, and what we said before, you know, when you see him on Christmas morning, what do you say to him?
Merry Christmas.
A sausage or a wiener in a bun is called a
hot bun.
Uh-huh. And what do you call the meat inside there?
A hot dog.
Jesus' parents were Joseph and
Martha. No. What am I thinking? Mary.
Our first president was George
Washington.
If a man and a woman want to live together, they go to a minister and get
married.
After a man caught cold, he became very